Lesson 100. Alma chapters 43 through 46. Introduction. As Alma and his sons continued to preach the gospel, the Zoramites joined with the Lamanite armies to attack the Nephites. Captain Moroni demonstrated faith and wisdom in leading the Nephites to defend themselves against the Lamanite army. When the Lamanites faced certain defeat, they made a covenant of peace and departed out of the land for a season. After Alma gave final instructions to his son Helaman, he departed from the people of Nephi and was never heard from again. After Amalickiah and a group of Nephite dissenters began trying to gain power over the Nephites, Captain Moroni raised the title of liberty among his people. Suggestions for teaching. Alma chapter 43. Captain Moroni's preparations and strategies help frustrate the designs of the Lamanite army. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "When I was 18 years old, I was inducted into the military. While I had no reason to wonder about it before, I became very concerned if it was right for me to go to war. In time, I found my answer in the Book of Mormon." End quote. From Boyd K. Packer, The Book of Mormon, Another Testament of Jesus Christ, Plain and Precious Things, Ensign Orleahona, May 2005. Why might President Packer have been concerned about whether or not it was right for him to go to war? Explain that President Packer found his answer in the Book of Mormon in Alma 43. As students study Alma 43 through 46 today, invite them to look for truths that can guide them during times of war and other conflicts, including political and religious conflicts. Summarize Alma 43:1 through 4 by explaining that despite Alma's efforts to bring the Zoramites back into the church, many of them joined the Lamanites and prepared to attack the Nephites. Divide the class in half. Invite one half to silently read Alma 43:5 through 8, looking for the plans or designs of the Lamanite leader Zerahemnah. Invite the other half to silently read Alma 43:9 through 12, looking for the design of the Nephites. After sufficient time, ask students from each half of the class to report what they found. According to verse 9, what were the Nephites seeking to defend in addition to their families and property? Their rights and privileges, including the right to worship God according to their desires. Explain that today we call this right religious liberty or religious freedom. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Alma 43:18 through 23. Ask the class to look for what Moroni, the chief captain of the Nephites, did to prepare the people to defend their land, families, and religious liberty. What specific things did the Nephites do to prepare for the Lamanites' attack? What effect did the Nephites' preparation have on the Lamanites? Briefly summarize Alma 43:24 through 44 by relating that after Moroni received the Lord's direction through the prophet Alma, he took part of his army to the land of Manti. Moroni sent spies to find out where the Lamanites were, and he had soldiers hide along the path the Lamanites would take. As the Lamanites approached, Nephite soldiers encircled them. Even though the Lamanites fought ferociously, they suffered more casualties than the Nephites did. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Alma 43:43 through 47. Ask the class to look for the difference between the Lamanites' motivation and source of strength and the Nephites' motivation and source of strength. What inspired the Nephites to fight even when they were outnumbered by their enemy? What truth can we learn from these verses about what we have a duty to defend? Help students identify the following truth. It is our duty to defend our families, our religion, and our liberties. Write this truth on the board and invite students to consider marking the words and phrases in their scriptures that teach this truth. What are some ways in which we can fulfill our duty to defend our families, our religion, and our liberties? When have you, or someone you know, chosen to defend these God-given blessings? Summarize Alma 43:48 through 54 by explaining that the Nephites were inspired by Moroni and cried with one voice unto the Lord their God. The Lamanites soon began to flee, but were surrounded by the Nephites. When Moroni saw that the Lamanites were filled with terror, he commanded his men to stop fighting. Alma chapter 44. Captain Moroni commands the Lamanites to make a covenant of peace. Summarize Alma 44:1-9 by explaining that Moroni told Zerahemnah that the reason the Nephites were victorious was because of their religion and their faith in Christ. Moroni promised that the Nephites would not harm them anymore if they would give up their weapons and enter into a covenant of peace. Zerahemnah declared that he and his people did not believe that the Nephites had been strengthened by God. He offered to have the Lamanites give up their weapons, but he refused to make a covenant of peace. Invite a student to read aloud Moroni's response to Zerahemnah, which is found in Alma 44:10-11. Ask the class, why do you think it was important to Moroni to have the Lamanites make a covenant of peace? Summarize Alma 44:12-20 by explaining that while many of the Lamanites made a covenant of peace, Zerahemnah rallied the rest of his men to contend with Moroni's army. As the Nephites began to slay them, Zerahemnah saw their imminent destruction and promised to enter into a covenant of peace. Alma 45. Helaman believes the words of Alma and begins his ministry. Summarize Alma 45:1-22 by explaining that the Nephites were filled with joy and gave thanks to God for their victory over their enemies. In spite of this wonderful victory, Alma prophesied to his son Helaman that the day would come when the Nephites would dwindle in unbelief and be destroyed because of their wickedness. Alma left the land of Zarahemlah, never to be seen again. Helaman began his ministry by appointing priests and teachers over the church throughout the land, and he preached the word of God with his brethren. Invite a student to read Alma 45:23-24 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the people responded to Helaman and his brethren. How did the people respond to Helaman and his brethren? Why did some people refuse to listen to the leaders of the church? Alma 46. Captain Moroni rallies the righteous to defend their rights and their religion. Summarize Alma 46:1-9 by explaining that those who would not heed the leaders of the church were led by a wicked man named Amalickiah, who desired to be a king. Invite a student to read Alma 46:10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Amalickiah sought to destroy. What did Amalickiah seek to destroy? According to Alma 46:16, what did Moroni pray for? Divide students into pairs or small groups and give each group a copy of the accompanying handout. Ask students to work together in their groups to study the scriptures and to discuss the questions on the handout. Please refer to the handout in the manual, titled Captain Moroni and the Title of Liberty. Captain Moroni and the Title of Liberty. Number 1. Read Alma 46:11-16 together, looking for what Moroni did to stand up against Amalickiah and others who sought to destroy the Church of God. Then discuss the following questions. What did Moroni write on a portion of his coat, which came to be known as the Title of Liberty? Consider marking these words in verse 12. Why do you think it was important for Moroni to pray mightily unto God at that time? Number 2. Read Alma 46:17-21 together, looking for what Moroni did to inspire his people to maintain their rights. Then discuss the following questions. What stands out to you about Moroni's actions, as recorded in these verses? According to verse 21, what effect did Moroni's actions have on others? Number 3. Write a principle about defending religious freedom that we can learn from these verses. After sufficient time, ask students to report the principles they identified in Alma 46:17-21. Students may identify several principles, including the following. If we are courageous in defending religious freedom, then we can inspire others to do likewise. Write this principle on the board. Explain that church leaders in our day have emphasized the need to protect religious freedom. See Religious Freedom, LDS.org, Religious Freedom. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Ask the class to listen for what we can do to defend this freedom. Quote, first, we can become informed. Be aware of issues in your community that could have an impact on religious liberty. Second, in your individual capacity, join with others who share our commitment to religious freedom. Work side by side to protect religious freedom. Third, live your life to be a good example of what you believe, in word and deed. How we live our religion is far more important than what we may say about our religion. End quote. From Robert D. Hales, Preserving Agency, Protecting Religious Freedom, Ensign Orleahona, May 2015. According to Elder Hales, what can we do to defend religious freedom? Why do you think that as we seek to defend religious freedom, it is important for us to be good examples of what we believe? Testify that the Lord wants us to defend the sacred blessings of religious freedom He has given us. Encourage students to do what they can to defend religious freedom. Summarize Alma 46:22 through 41. Explain that Moroni used the symbol of his rent coat to remind the people that they were descendants of Joseph, whose coat was rent into many pieces, and who was sold into slavery by his brothers. He traveled the land and gathered together all the people who were desirous to maintain their liberty. He also had the title of liberty raised on every tower, and in this way planted the standard of liberty among the Nephites and rallied the people to prevent them from being enslaved. Amalickiah and his followers realized they were outnumbered, so they went to the land of Nephi, seeking to join the Lamanites. Moroni's army stopped most of Amalickiah's group from reaching the land of Nephi. Many of Amalickiah's followers entered into a covenant to support freedom. The few who would not enter into the covenant were put to death. Amalickiah and a small number of his men escaped and joined the Lamanites. Conclude this lesson by reviewing the truths you have discussed. Invite students to act on these truths. Supplemental teaching ideas. Alma chapter 44 and chapter 46. Video presentation, Firm in the Faith of Christ. To show students the interchange between Zerahemna and Captain Moroni recorded in Alma 44, consider playing a segment of the video Captain Moroni, which is available on LDS.org. This video is also found under the title Firm in the Faith of Christ on Book of Mormon DVD presentations 1 through 19. To help students visualize Moroni making the title of liberty and rallying his people, as recorded in Alma 46, consider showing the corresponding segment in the video. Time code 12 minutes 29 seconds through 14 minutes and 12 seconds. Alma 46, 8 through 10, One Very Wicked Man. Invite students to read Alma 46, 8 through 10 silently, looking for the lessons Mormon wanted us to learn from Amalickiah's actions. You might point out that several of these lessons are introduced by the words, thus we see, or we see. Invite students to consider marking these lessons in their scriptures. Students may discover the following lessons. Many people are quick to forget the Lord and to do iniquity. One wicked man can bring to pass much wickedness. Alma 46, 11 through 21. Video presentation, What is Religious Freedom? To help students understand the importance of maintaining our religious freedom and to show how we should go about doing so, consider showing the video, What is Religious Freedom?, which is available on LDS.org.